I want to very briefly look at a subject that I gave consideration to in my personal study a few months ago. I read an article, and a short article, and this was basically the quote from that, is that the gospel is not words, parables, philosophies, or platitudes, although the gospel is told in all of those forms. Note this, the gospel is flesh. Lived in the flesh, suffered in the flesh, triumphed over sin in the flesh. And I think there is a very powerful message in our considering that for just a few moments. We emphasize the deity of Jesus. But if you give consideration to the New Testament, in the New Testament there was a great deal of emphasis placed on Jesus's coming in the flesh. In John chapter 1 and verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Verse 14, and the Word became flesh. In Romans chapter 1 and verse 3, Paul makes reference to God's Son, born of the seed of David, according to the flesh. We are very familiar with Philippians chapter 2, beginning in verse 6. Where Paul said that Jesus existed in the form of God, but counted not the being on an equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking on the form of a servant, being made in the likeness of man, being found in human form, God in the flesh. In 1 John chapter 4 and verse 2, John wrote that everyone must confess that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. Turn to Hebrews chapter 2. In Hebrews chapter 2, in verse 14, the writer of the book of Hebrews noted that since the children are sharers in flesh and blood, since you and I are flesh and blood, He also, Christ, in like manner partook of the same, that is, flesh and blood. And then you drop down to verse 17, wherefore it behooved him in all things to be made like unto his brethren. He was made in all things like us. Why such an emphasis on Jesus coming in the flesh? God did not just send a prophet or a storyteller. He did not just send a teacher or a philosopher. God sent God. The Father sent the Son in a form foreign to Himself to teach us how to live foreign or contrary to ourselves. Brethren, a lot of times we have this defeatist attitude. Oh, I'm just sinful. I'm just going to sin. It's just part of my nature. This is the point of Jesus coming in the flesh. Jesus, as God, came to live like us in the flesh, to teach us how, in the flesh, we should be like God. Again, think of some New Testament passages with me. Romans chapter 12 and verse 2, be transformed by the renewing of your mind, proving what is the will of God. 2 Corinthians 3, 16, 17, and 18, we are transformed in the same image from glory to glory. Romans chapter 8 and verse 29, God predetermined that we should be conformed to the image of His Son. Ephesians 4, 24, put on the new man, that is, after God created in righteousness, holiness, and truth. Colossians 3:10, put on the new man, after the image of Him who created us. How foreign must it have been for Jesus to experience being cold, being tired, being hungry, to feel physical pain, physical disappointment, physical humiliation and rejection. But He was changed, He was transformed into something contrary to His nature to teach us that we can be changed we can be transformed from weak, sinful man into something opposite of our fleshly nature. Brethren, this is the real power of the gospel. To change us, to transform us, to teach us how to live contrary to ourselves. Christ showed us in the flesh how to be like God. There are numerous passages. 1 Peter 1:15, "Be holy, for I am holy." Quoting from Leviticus 11, Leviticus 19, Leviticus chapter 20, we are to be like God in holiness. We are to be like God in thought. Philippians chapter 2, "Have this mind in you, which was in Christ Jesus." We must be like God in focus and in priorities. The scripture reading that was read this morning, Colossians chapter 3, "Set your mind on the things that are above." Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God." We must be like God in focus and in priorities. We must be like God in action and in lifestyle. "Put to death your members which are upon the earth. Put on righteousness, holiness." We must be like God in forgiveness. Matthew chapter 6, as Jesus taught the disciples to pray, He said, "You pray asking God for forgiveness, recognizing you must be willing to forgive if you seek His forgiveness." And we must be like God in love. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 7, 1 John 4:12, 1 John 4:16. God loved, therefore we love. Brethren, I fear that the weakness in so many of us is that we know the gospel story intellectually, but we fail to see the heart of it. We fail to live like Jesus lived because we have not died like Jesus died. In Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20, Paul said, "I have been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Not yet I, but Christ lives in me." In 1 John chapter 4, twice in verses 4 and 6, John said, "We are of God." Question to you this evening: are you of God? Are you dead to sin, alive to God, living a life like the Savior who loves you? If you are not, you can start that life this hour. Be changed, be transformed, live like God who came and lived like us. If you are not a child of God and you desire to be baptized this hour, let us assist you with that. If you need the prayers of this congregation on your behalf, whatever your need might be, we invite you to come forward while we stand and while we sing this song.